Okay, here we are at Tribute Press HQ in a dirty basement.
The house with a dirty basement. How are we doing, Tone?
We're doing good, mate. We've just we've had a busy day. What time did I pick you up? About 9:30, because I was half an hour early. And then we did. We've basically been bagging and enveloping comics since then, and it is now 3:15. Look at that. Look at this. Victims of their own success.
We smashed it.
Yeah. Very good. You were very organised. I was very impressed.
Thank you very much.
So what we're going to do, the plan is we are going to, was it a pledge level we came up with?
I think it was a cheeky little stretch goal from ourselves.
That's right. Yeah, stretch goal. We decided we'd give a little bit of a commentary on Atomic Hercules. So we're going to spend some time on the first issue, and then we're going to move on to the second issue, the one that you now hold in your hands. So you might want to make sure you've read them both before you go in to listen to this filth that we're about to talk about.
Very important.
Yes. Okay. Important. Spoilers ahead. Okay, so we talked a little bit in the previous one about how the idea came up, didn't we? So that was something we've already done. So I don't intend to sort of super cover that again.
Yeah, I think that's I think we've been over.
Legend. Yeah. It's a thing of legend now. Yeah, I think mythology.
Absolutely, yeah. so you've read both issues, now go and listen to that.
Yeah, listen to that thing. You can find it on neverironanything.podbean.com if you didn't get it last time.
Episode 2, I believe.
Episode 2, there we go. Yeah, so you can find that, and in that we talk about, I can't remember, but we talk about the creation of it and how you came up with it, and then you spoke to me and got me to write something, and then you drew it. That's the shortened version. Yeah. Good. We're both in love with the Bronze Age of comics, and you came to me and said, oh, what can we do? So I've come up with this Atomic Hercules, still proud of that name, and love the banner you did it. So you've given it a sort of... it's the sort of thing that you would see at the start. You're too young to remember a TV series called The Word in the 90s.
I am too young to remember a TV series called The Word in the 90s.
But it's that sort of electric atomic pink above the Hercules thing, which I kind of dig. So where did that come from? Where did the sort of title design come from?
I think... So Hercules Unbound was probably a big...
Yeah, I've heard of that. Thing. I've heard of it.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've just ordered the hardcover, to be fair. Okay. We were just talking about that, but yeah, I've read it. Yeah, it's very good.
Like, you just told me that, and I just told you. You know, they're just trying to jump on the, yeah. The Esmond Phelps train
They've
of success.
They've seen the Hercules of the hotness again. Yeah. Yeah, what can we get out that's got Hercules in it?
I think Tom King's writing that, isn't he?
Is he? Yeah, probably. Publicly owned Hercules. Yeah.
just Hercules sitting in his room.
Yeah. Oh, I might kill myself or bum this dog. Yeah. That was his previous comic, wasn't it? Having sex with a dog, wasn't it? One of them? The early ones? It was, I think. I'm making it up. He shot me one of those looks, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It sounds like one of our books.
Maybe get him on board.
We've done him a disservice here.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so Hercules Unbound. I think the colour theme on the Hercules is quite similar to Hercules Unbound. And then we've sort of took Hercules Unbound and sort of flipped it a little bit. So you get the complete opposite,
yeah.
Which is hot pink, atomic.
Yeah, yeah. Atomic Beach Party is going to be part 4, I believe. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this, but we bookended this with Oral. So it starts with Oral and it ends with Oral. Love my life.
Yeah, I didn't notice. But
yeah, okay. So if you turn to page 1, dear reader, listener. Both, and you'll see it starts with a blowjob on Hercules.
This is page 1 of the actual comic, not the little
not the intro page. Yeah, go to the first actual artistic page, and you'll see it. And if you go to the last page, skip to the end, you'll see there's a reference to McGregor getting sucked off. I would like to say that I sent a message to Don McGregor saying we had homaged him in this comic.
Okay.
And he never replied.
No. Don't know why.
No, he just didn't understand it. Who knows?
Mean.
Greatness is never discovered in their lives. Sometimes after they die, they
not really. And some people aren't as upfront as bit. You know, they don't like being sucked off by Hoovers. That's fine. Yeah. But
I did write that after he didn't reply, so it wasn't like, oh, he hasn't replied, I'm going to write him getting sucked off by Hoover. It happened coincidentally.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay, so fairly basic story, Hercules, and it's nice to see some of the reviewers. I know the Lakes caught on and. 11 o'clock comics caught on to the fact that there is a satire on modern society and consumerism and layabouts and hipsters and laziness and conflict and the world is going to shit. You know, that's kind of it. It is a satire. People don't get that. Like, well, you can enjoy it on two levels. You can enjoy it because people get killed with boners, or you can enjoy it. You can enjoy it twice. There you go.
Yeah, really a second time.
Yeah. So, whose boner did you model that boner on? Did you do any sort of upside down photography? Because it looks from the angle that you would take it. You know, a boner picture.
It's funny because I put a lot of thought into the boner itself because. I think it's hard, you know. You've got the classic knob,
yeah,
which is just, you know, with the balls and stuff. But I wanted to get the cartooniness of the knob,
yeah,
because I knew how important this page was to you.
But not make it a cliche.
Exactly. Well, it can't be too realistic either. But because I know how important this scene was to you.
Yeah, this was the one I kept ringing you and giggling about. Yeah. And you gave me this page as a present.
Yeah, I do. I'm
very proud of that.
Is it on your wall yet?
Not yet, will be. I'm going to get that framed.
All right.
Yep. next to the glory hole in my comic room. right, so issue starts, the conflict begins, we get Noodles. Noodles got a lot of love, didn't he?
Everyone loved Noodles.
Everyone loves Noodles.
Is he based on a real person, Tony?
Yeah, I've told my friend he's based on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never seen my real friend's knob, but he is called Noodles, to be fair.
Okay.
Yeah, so the knob characteristic that you ably deploy.
You're putting two and two together here.
Well, I know why he's called Noodles. I can't say because he'll kill me, but it's nothing to do with his knob. More to do with pot noodles. But the and also Crystal, who's the sex cushion. They both got a lot of love, actually. I know Vince, Dapp and Jason... Loved the relationship, the tender, loving relationship that we presented in the centre pages of this comic. So if you pick it up, it falls open on the man with a really long knob.
And I think we've done the Noodles fans justice.
Cause I think so.
We bowed to peer pressure.
Yeah, and we did an extra two pages, didn't we? Which is was that a stretch goal?
Yeah, you should have read that by now.
Yeah, it'll please be in read the same, that. Please read the way that they met.
In the same Dropbox as you're listening to this bit of audio.
Perfectly realised last scene by last panel by you after he's dead on the floor and you go yeah good. I like writing stories about you, you'll notice that.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Right, so then you really throw yourself into the designs of robots and mutants and war and yeah, it's good stuff, man. Really liked it. Any particular designs you're proud of?
I mean, the robots are my standard robot.
Right.
If I had to draw a robot, this is what would come out. They're kind of like Terminator-y, Scully. I like the skulls. I enjoy drawing a skull.
Yeah. So kind of if the Terminator robots had teeth.
Yeah.
A little bit of that going on there. But more expression.
Yeah, and the rest of the mutant designs, they were kind of a bit of Killraven, a bit of Prison Pit. Both were heavily...
influences on our work. Yeah,
and mentioned in your script, they were sort of names you dropped in there, so
there
was a bit of that going on.
Yeah, and he just tears it up, doesn't he? He's had enough. He's an old man. He's a grumpy, angry old man. I don't know where I got that from, but he is anyway, and he sort of goes at the robots, doesn't he? And I ended it, for those who don't like rude words, I ended it with the line, "Well, you're a big cunt, ain't you?" We've all heard that in a pub, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, you've certainly got away with the English language. That's for sure. Little world map, that's a homage to Commandy. I wanted to put that in there.
Because
I really enjoyed the map at the back of Commandy.
Yeah. No, me too.
Just very simple sort of world building.
Yeah.
And they do end up, you know, obviously moving across the map. He obviously starts in Baboonsville in the bar.
Yep.
Heads out to Stevenage Valley by the end of...
For those who've never been to Stevenage Valley, I'll just say the one thing, never go to Stevenage.
No, yeah, well, we were just saying there's a couple on here that, you know, maybe if you're not from the county
that
we're from.
Or, yeah, nearby, yeah.
You probably won't get quite a few of these references, like Stevenage or the looting or even the Oxley compost. they're purely for us.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't realised now, this is a comic for two people.
Yeah.
It just so happens that many more people have bought it.
You said to me Twatsville is in Dundee. Is that right?
Or... I think there's a couple of them there. There's a couple of them missing now. Live
we
from
love
Twatsville.
Dundee. We love Dundee. Yeah. People who like comics and they live in Scotland. That seems to be a combination that is very prevalent. Okay, so Coming next, Atomic Hercules at the End of the World. Now, we didn't really use that title, did we, I suppose?
No. I mean, things change, Tony. Come on.
Yeah, the world changes. My muse.
And no one wants to edit this shit.
No, who edits this crap? We give it to Tom, actually, to be fair. Tom has to go for it. Now, I love that last, so you, last panel. Really nice. So you've done a sort of an advert off your own back. And then you did the... Now, the adverts in the first issue you need to mention before we move on to issue two.
Yeah, sorry.
So you've done the T-shirts, which I now am a proud owner of. You've done Deadliest... the Mighty Prolix did Deadliest Man Alive Now, Dimak, Count Ez.
He did. The old Count Dante reference.
Yes.
A classic. Absolute classic comic book ad.
Well, weirdly, I've just ordered some old Marvel UKs. And one of them I ordered was Super Soldiers.
Right.
Count Dante appears in that.
Wow. As a
person.
Okay.
Yeah, the world's full of coincidences.
Indeed it is.
Take the red pill.
I mean, I'm on the wrong issue, but we've got... and then the Sea Monkeys...
Sea Monkeys on the back. Again, by the Mighty Prolix, Slippery When Wet. Yeah, that is a description of him. he is more expensive than $899. Or $8.99. There you go. But it's all very much worth it. Good.
More classics.
We talked about Landgraf on the last one, so those who didn't see the variant cover for the last issue, it was Ken Landgraf. We're big fans of. Came out really nice, black and white. Good. Really pleased with it. The second issue's variant. So we've got a cover by you. Looks brilliant, man. Really good. The middle of the war, the middle of the battle. And then we got one by... Did you want to talk through your Ben Mara?
Pulled a few strings with my buddy, Ben Mara. Obviously, we go back a long ways. I think one... He was someone we mentioned as an influence to the book.
Yeah.
Probably before we started it, and then
yeah.
He kept being mentioned, and then we needed a cover, a variant cover for issue two. I was sort of hopefully just sent him an email.
Yeah.
And he very kindly responded and then sent us this beautiful cover.
And do you know what? Sometimes people let you down, don't they? And you send you know your comics book heroes, you send stuff to them and you think, oh, he rushed that off. There's no way this geezer rushed this off at all. It is lovely. He's filled the background with mutants. Hercules is just brilliantly drawn in this, with an axe and a sort of Gatling gun, machine gun thing, which is what he has in the original issue, which is great. So he sticks to the script on that completely. And tonally brilliant. Absolutely loved it. And a very popular one. People are really latching onto that on the Kickstarter, aren't they? The variant cover.
Yeah, beautiful. And very... We're pretty proud of it.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we really are. Yeah, yeah. We got some. You should have got some postcards, which, to be fair, got a bit delayed when we're recording this because we had a mishap with the printer. But the postcards are on their way. Should be with your package as well.
If they're not, then
you give me that nervous look.
Yeah, we're it's the look of edit this bit out if something happens between and then.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, I don't know how to edit things. That's fine. Now, page one is another homage. An homage to Incredible Hulk, the Storenko cover.
Bill Storenko.
The Hulk holding up his title, famously, on that cover. Is it Hulk 100? Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, Christ.
I've forgotten again. But anyway, so it's not 100, is it? I can't remember. But the it's him holding, and he's being stamped on by this huge robot that he encounters at the end of issue one. And make good stuff, really nice. Did I write all those NGs and H's? Is that
I think so. I mean, oh. I think you're doing yourself a good disservice there.
I'm impressed with myself.
Yeah, there. Well done, mate.
So much, my memory's so terrible, I forget what I've written. So when I read it, I think, oh, that's good. Then he says, gonna smoosh you good, Flesher. And we get almost a full-page spread of you, the giant robot, stamping on. So that we pull out from the image of him just holding the foot up, we pull out to seeing the whole widescreen thing about what's happening to him. And he uses a phrase that I'm very fond of, polished turd.
Yeah, these little panels, I think I sent you a photo of them. They were done on A4.
Oh, right, okay.
So I did them pretty big and then sized them down just to see how much detail
I could...
Yeah,
I can see that now you say that. Yeah, yeah. Nice bit of strain on his face. That's from that image I sent you late at night, wasn't it?
It was. It's a Snapchat screenshot.
People claim this is based on me, this character. Sure, that can't be the case. I can't be that grumpy.
No.
Yeah, I think I am.
A coincidence.
Yeah, I'm worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we get that he pulls his leg off. I probably wrote that whilst pulling a leg off. And he says, this is one for Equestrian Sport, which did still make, I hate Equestrian Sport. I only put it in there because it amused me. And then there is a reference which we'll probably get sued for after that. And the next page tastes like Romanoff's bumhole.
Yes. Have his lawyers been in touch yet?
Romanoff?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I meant Natasha Romanoff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's a made-up character. No, I didn't mean her at all. I just meant someone a bit like her. Marjorie Romanoff, who lives in Camberwell, who's allowed me to write it. Yeah, who does have a very nice bumhole. and then where now? And then this, I like this. I really like the way he did this, man. So I think I wrote the smoke of the battle clears, and he sees this big. I didn't make it easy for you. Let's face it, this story. There's a big matter of life and death. Kind of steps up upwards, okay, as if they're heading up towards heaven, up towards a castle in the sky. And he says, "Reminds me of home," which is a back to the Greek gods kind of thing. And he says, "Oh, for Fanny's sake." Now, for people in America who don't know what a fanny is a vagina. It's not a bum. It's a bum bag and not a fanny pack. So there you go. So a fanny is a front bottom. Is that right?
It is indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a nice page, man. I showed this to the boys when you sent it to me early on in the process. And I said it to Vince and Dan. They really like this page. And I do genuinely think this is a really nice sequential step up for you, isn't it? The way you've done it works really well. Is there anything particularly you want to say about it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I mean, the book as a whole, it was. I don't feel like I've got like crazy good in terms of drawing,
right,
and sort of draftsmanship in between one and two. But what I did want to try and do between one and two was go for some interesting sort of panel layouts, and sort of camera angles, if you want to call them that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to try and just change things a little bit in that way. And I guess this was one, you know, I could have drawn six panels of here, of him just going upstairs and, you know, a few steps at a time and fighting these robots. But, yeah, I thought I'd mix it up and go.
So we've got a side view of it, which is almost like a cut-through view, isn't it? And the one thing I really liked about it is the movement in it, because you throw the robots out of the page.
Yeah.
Which I thought works really well. So if anyone looks, who's got the page open, looks at the bottom of the page, you see the robots being thrown as if they're being thrown at our feet as we read it. Really nice. And then I think the robot we then was a cross between Robbie the robot and Walter the robot.
Yeah.
Walter the Wobot.
Yeah.
From Judge Dredd.
Just a really worn down.
Yeah.
Bored.
Weary. TV for a face, old school sort of robot.
Yeah.
What's that other? Is it Saga? They had them as well, didn't they? Well, they were people, but they're TVs for heads. Similar sort of thing, and he just says, "What the fuck do you want?" So he's kind of like a guard, butler, servant kind of character. And Hercules, this is an easy book script because Hercules is the man of few words.
Yeah.
He says he's got someone to kill. And he's clearly just so fucked off with him, he just kill him good, yeah. And he says, that's the idea. And what I like you've done as well is continued after our next page.
Yes.
That proper Bronze Age feel.
Yeah, they're classics, yeah.
So we get an advert, we get Count Ez back again, and then we get the creak of the door as it opens, and we get the rainbow effect behind him, which is, that's going to turn up again a few times. And we get probably my second crowning achievement in this book, a man bumming a unicorn.
Yes.
A robot unicorn. And he's a robot. And
there
he says, he's a millennial. So what do all millennials say?
It wasn't my fault.
Exactly. There you go. So when caught, he can't even accept it, even though he's still in the act. Still caught in the act. there's a rainbow coming out of the back end of the unicorn. And he says it wasn't my fault. And he says, look, you know.
Tell us a little bit about Buttercup Starlight, Tony. tell us about a little bit about how you come up with the idea and.
Why did I come up with Buttercup Starlight? What was it? Buttercup Starlight, isn't it? Why did I come up with them? Because I'm sick of unicorns, to be fair. Yeah. I'm sick to death of them. Why do all adults seem to think that talking about unicorns and dressing up as them is cool? I don't know. I don't understand it.
Yeah, they've really sort of caught on then. You know, they've caught the public's attention, haven't they? Same with pugs.
Yeah, pugs, exactly right. Yeah. And what's that thing where people grow gardens? Animal Crossing. What's happened to adults? I heard a quote someone say recently, it said the adults have left the room. And I kind of think he's right. So I wanted something to reflect the babyish attitude of hipsters, because he's the robot king hipster, isn't he? He's got a man bun. I think I wrote it. You've drawn his man bun there. So I wanted something. What would he be doing? He's bored. Oh, I'm so bored. You know, hipsters complaining on Twitter, you know, when everyone's dying about how bored they are and about they've had to re-garden their Animal Crossing garden. And so I thought, right, that's it. We're going to do it as a unicorn. But the unicorn is the hero of this comic. You'll notice that, don't you?
Yeah, it's sort of... She? I think she's a she, isn't she?
Okay, yeah.
She, it. They, it really come...
They. Let's say...
They, sorry. They really come into their own towards the end of the book.
Yeah.
A quick note still on the double splash about...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I very much enjoyed your briefing on the bookcase that will have to be in this throne room, which featured just lots of framed photos of the Emperor.
Yeah.
Copies of Twilight.
Yeah.
Funkos.
But definitely Funkos. Very
Funkos,
good.
Funkos, yeah, were mentioned. So so that was good. I mean, I think...
Another thing I also hate, fucking Funkos. Yeah. Buy a comic, don't buy a Funko. It lasts longer, it's more fun. There you go. So you, thankfully, you bought this comic. So, yeah, thank you very much. So he's quite outraged by what he sees. I mean, this is not... They are quite enjoying it, aren't they? They're both quite enjoying it. It's a consensual thing. There's nothing transgressive beyond the fact they're having sex in a comic. But Hercules is kind of slightly outraged by it. He maybe presumes that the king of the robots, the robot king hipster, is taking advantage of the unicorn. And he says, "Stop your copulating." Quite a classic speech there by him.
I think so. I think you've done well there, writing that. But I think, I mean, at this point, I think Herc... You know, he's fed up as it is in the bar, drinking all day.
Yeah.
And this is a step too far.
Yeah.
You know.
He's seen a lot of shit in his life, Hercules, hasn't he? He's a demigod. He's been alive for millennia. And this has just broken him. He can't believe it.
And speaking of broken things.
Yeah.
Tony, another classic scene written by yourself.
So, as you'll all have seen, he kicks him very hard and... breaks his cock off, and his cock is still in. Oh, what am I doing in my life? I have a go at people who write comics about unicorns, and now I'm talking about a knob being stuck inside a unicorn.
Mm.
But that's what's happened. But like, the unicorn's helpful, but like, helpful throughout this, you know.
They're lovely.
The hero of the piece. And he's Empora, so he calls him the Empora. He says, "Grunt," and out pops a knob. So he sort of spat it out, they've spat it out at the backside, and Hercules, that's it. So once you've lost your knob, there's no going back, is there?
No, I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think so. And Hercules says to him, "It's time," and he sort of accepts his life is going to end at that point. This is his destiny, and Hercules rips him in two in a lovely little splash page. "You've done." Says, "Job done. What about me? Can I be your chum?" Says, "Buttercup." There's a nice little bonding moment, I think. "Don't be a silly Billy." That's a phrase I know I've heard you use. plus, the Emperor was a bit of a cunt, to be honest. And he says to him, "Can you fly, unicorn buddy?" And he says, "You know what, chum?" And this is the...
This is it.
The Eisner. This is where we're getting the Eisner from.
This is you know, in a comic, in a couple of comics filled with, you know, filth and outrage, this is just feel good. This is feel good stuff, you know.
It doesn't get better than this page. This is your life's work, your lifetime achievement.
Wow.
It's Hercules riding a post-coital robot unicorn in the sky, whilst "Fuck Yeah" and a rainbow plays behind them. Doesn't get better than that, does it? That's the world.
That's it.
That's my best description of what it feels like to be me at the moment.
What? Yeah. And who are you in this situation?
I don't know whether I'm the unicorn or I'm Hercules in this scene, but I certainly appreciate the "Fuck Yeah."
Mm.
I certainly appreciate that and the way you've done it. Yeah, it's brilliant. We get a satirical look at religion and the death of people involved in religion. How they are will eventually be hoisted by their own petard and be killed by a big rainbow poo.
Yeah, a little bit of world building here, I think.
Yeah, possibly he might come back.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of, you know, Father Beakface and his men.
Yeah, I like the way you've drawn Jeffrey. He's cool. So it's a pointed comment on the delusions of religion in that scene, very clearly. And Hercules kind of likes that, even though, let's face it, Hercules is a god, but he's got some people killed for being idiotic.
Yeah. And you can tell, you know, the two are they're starting to get a little closer. You know,
yeah, they are. And then we get a great page, great advert for Atomic Hercules action figures. You drew this one, didn't you?
I did. Unfortunately, not real, the action
yeah,
figures.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But this ad is based on possibly my favourite ad from sort of Bronze Age comics, which is the $6 Million Man.
Love that. I've got those as well.
Action
figure.
I've
actually bought that.
Okay. Yeah, so those ads that were on normally on the inside front cover of most Marvel books. I don't know why I like that.
No, I like it. That's good. I had the $6 Million Man because you pulled his skin back and there was little bits.
Yes.
Yeah, I had that. Yeah, that's good stuff. Nothing to do with Mac 1, I'd like to point out. Not a rip-off at all. Okay, so a few hours later, Hercules and his unicorn steed arrive back in Baboonsville. It's all a bit quiet. Think, oh, what's happening? He thinks they might all be stuck in McGregor's bar.
Yeah, we've got a suspenseful moment here, building the suspense. Yeah. What could possibly be happening?
What's happened? Why has he done all this? What, you know, what has been the good of it? He's in McGregor. They're possibly in McGregor's bar, based on Don McGregor, who's never replied to me. And then they go in there, and you drew the scene of filth and degradation that I've never before either seen or neither seen or experienced in my life.
This is another one. There was a few pages, three or four pages in here that was drawn on A2.
Right, okay.
And then shrunk down. So this is one of the bigger ones. So I had to make sure I had ample space for inter-robot mutant bumming.
There's a whole train of them. There's a whole little chain of them all doing each other. And there's actually a mutant with two heads who's kissing himself whilst doing it.
Yeah.
They need to make it. Heavy metal's lost. You know, it's lost without books like this. They need to include us, don't they?
Got a dildos in this?
Yeah, everyone's included.
Yeah.
You know, we're not looking down on anyone.
Absolutely.
You can do anything you like. You can be pegged. You know, you can lady love, man love, mixture love. It's all there, isn't it? It's all there. Even the robots have got carried away and have started drinking. A man. The bloke is just sort of masturbating whilst drinking beer and watching what's going on. He's very my favourite.
Yeah, he's good. and with that, the war's over.
We're done. We realise what was that all about. Everyone has been brought together by the by realising the beauty of beer and free love. That's all you needed. We didn't need that battle, did we?
Absolutely.
That's what's happened.
And that's what we need to focus on now the real world.
That's the legacy that Atomic Hercules leaves you. Don't worry about war, just think about bumming and free beer.
Absolutely.
Something to remember. And then it turns out that, again, as I said before, we end on an oral. We don't see it this time, but it is intimated that McGregor, everyone remember I emailed Donnie, never replied, is being sucked off by, it's not a Hoover, it's a Mark III hot air suck-o-matic.
Speaking from personal experience here?
never put your knob in over.
Okay.
Yeah, never do it. Never do it.
This is more like a PSA, this little bit of audio has turned into it.
And for those that haven't noticed it, we put, Adam has very cunningly put the Ben Mara tribute value stamp in the back, which is just brilliant. We love all those, that sort of thing. Looks great. And we included did you put the email, the letter in?
That was it had to be cut. It had to be cut. There wasn't enough space. It was good. My idea was, if we had any space left on the letters page, was to include some of those many annoying sort of publicity marketing emails you get when running a Kickstarter. If you've ever run one, you'll know what they are. You get them every other day from Steve in somewhere who's going to make you millions and get your Kickstarter in front of thousands and thousands of people. So I think we were going to reprint
some of those letters in
there. A couple of them if we had any space, but we didn't in the end.
That's a shame, isn't it? That did make me chuckle because I was typing out this letters page and it did make me chuckle.
Yeah.
I think I replied to the emails, didn't I? We had some crazy people writing, didn't we?
We did a lot of them from Twatsville, the aforementioned Twatsville.
David of Twatsville.
Yeah. Big shout out to Dave.
Big Dave. Thanks, Dave, for the letter. Atomic Hercules, surprisingly touching comic. Thank you, Dave. You're a man of great taste. Yeah, so that's issue two. With that saying, we had the secret of becoming a better you from Father Beakface, one of the religious freaks.
Join fatherbeakface.co.uk.
For many years, losers like yourself have been coming to me and asking me, Father, how can I find my place on this? Who wrote that? Did you write that?
Yeah, this is all me, yeah. That's I'm starting brilliant. Writing this now. I'm actually a cult leader when I'm not drawing comics. So this is just from my scriptures.
So join me and others that are just like you. Others that have said no to living through a life through closed eyes. Others that will become your brothers. Join me. I'll make sure that through the unrivaled power of the Holy Scriptures, you'll change the world. Brilliant.
I like the... the second paragraph of the look at you, at the end he sort of goes into a bit of a Whitney Houston lyrics. And I wanted to see how many more Whitney Houston lyrics I could fit in there.
Sorry, that. So look at you. You're a nobody, a loser, sitting there reading those comic books. How many wanks have you had? But that's not your fault. Those who claim to love you have failed to show you the way, but I can help you to love yourself. That is the greatest love of all. Mate, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Put. Thank you.
And he's playing the guitar like every other cunt at a fucking party.
And, of course, this page is sort of modelled a little bit after those...
learn to play guitar.
Yeah, learn things. Guitar yeah. in yeah, yeah. 30 days or whatever it was.
I think we're mentally ill. I'm beginning to worry that we are.
I think
actually
so.
Ill.
I mean, we've had a good old laugh while you know, while discussing our own jokes. We've had lots. You know, we've read through these.
It's made us laugh again.
Our own jokes, and we're still laughing at them.
And you pay money for this. But no, thank you very much. We've been over the moon actually. That people actually understood it. We were like ready to like ignore all messages because we thought people were going to go, what the fuck is this? But it's actually turned out right. We're pleased. People have got it. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, you were pretty. You were expecting some shit to come your way. I was ready to plead the fifth. I was just the artist on this project. But yeah, no, it's turned out all right. Yeah. And I think we're going to probably do some more Atomic Hercules.
That's the plan. We've got some plans to travel to Uranus, and maybe something else. What was the one we were joking, we were laughing about earlier?
Was that the Commando one?
Yeah, was it? Atomic in your pocket.
Yes, yeah, pocket size atomic cake. Yeah. All coming soon.
Shrink him down.
All coming soon. It's been good. It's been good,
man. Yeah, we've had a laugh. Next one you've got up is tribute. You've got the new book. Did you want to talk about it yet, or?
I can do. This is shameless. This has gone well off the tracks now. It's just shameless promotion for our next books. I'm doing a book also out through Tribute Press and on Kickstarter called Knockout Tiger Style, which I'm drawing. Fraser Campbell of Alex Automatic.
Yeah, currently on Kickstarter. It would have ended by the time you got this, I suppose, but yeah. Just about. Yeah, it's a great success.
Yeah, so I'm penciling that now. I mean, I've got about 5 pages left to pencil, then inks and colours. So maybe look out for that. I'm going to say end of next month.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
I'm going to tentatively say that.
Yeah.
Possibly.
We're just putting it together. We have the letters done on Tony Osmond is a movie star, also coming out through Tribute, which is drawn by Cliff Cumber, led by Ken Reynolds, been put together by Vincenzo Hunt, and we've got some pin-ups by Dan Vanguard, Dan Butcher, Vince has done a pin-up, Rachel E. Carter, and Kev Cooling have all done wait till you see them. They've got... they're less pin-ups and more part of the actual narrative, so it's quite interesting the way we've done it. You read it for the first time yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, pulled up the old iPad. Yeah. I got comfortable. This has been highly anticipated, and it was very good. Yeah, I loved
Thank
it,
you, mate.
Cliff Cumber.
It's killed on it. Absolutely killed
smashed it.
Love Cliff. Yeah, yeah. So we're going on. We've got so 2 issues of your new book with Fraser. We've got at least one more Atomic Hercules and Tony Osmond. So we've got another 4 books this year. We're looking at, which is pretty good. Bear in mind, it's end of May at the moment.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we're looking to do, for those in the UK, we're looking to probably do a signing at Strange Apparitions in, is it Spalding?
Oh, I don't know.
Yalding.
You're just going to come by my house in the morning, I think,
and
sort of bum me in the back of your vehicle and take me cross country.
Very big supporters of our stuff and have backed this project, very kind of them. We reached out to them the other day and said, oh, we know we'd love to do a sign in there, and they're right up for it. So we'll probably it won't be a launch because it's a Kickstarter. We'll have already sent the books out by then, but it might be a soft launch of some kind. Mostly going there so we can buy back issues.
I think so, yeah. I think what we're aiming to get in early, like this is an excuse to get in there before the shop opens.
Yeah, yeah.
And just go through the bin.
The storage.
Which I'm sorely missing due to the current world events.
Oh, mate, remember we could go to comic marts and stuff? Oh.
I know. eBay's clearing me out.
And me. Yeah, I've stored another 3 books on eBay.
The fellas at eBay head office have got a couple of our pictures up on the wall, having a right laugh.
Yeah.
Got another one for Falp here.
Yeah. Not even the charity shops are open, so you can't even go, because there's one near here that's quite good for comics we occasionally go to, but you can't even get in there. Good-o, mate. Lovely. Absolute blast working with you. I absolutely love doing this. It's as we always say, it was done for us, and we're glad that people got it. And watch out. I hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think, and you might get a letter in travelling to Uranus.
Yeah, just keep saying it. Keep saying it if you want.
It's catching on. It's going to be a phrase.
Uranus.
Thank you, man.
Cheers, man.
Oh, fuck. I had the hold on, so it hasn't stopped. No, I'll do it now. Hang on. Thanks, mate.
Cheers.